When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Steelers Hangover from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, back from a brief hiatus where I took last week off to hang out with my scouts from my scout troop in the woods of Pennsylvania. And it was definitely a great week, but I did miss BTSC Nation. Thanks so much to Tony DeFio and Shannon White for taking over for me, taking good care of me, and taking good care of the show while I was gone. I had a chance to listen to it. Top-notch, guys. So thank you very much. The bad signal did not have to go up. And I like that, the bad signal. We've got to come up with a bad signal now. So let's get into this, guys. So much happened. And before we get back into the mix of what we were doing, a guy that we want to see shine. Actually, two guys that we want to see shine. Actually, three guys that we want to see shine. Actually, four guys that we want to see shine. All played for the Los Angeles Chargers either last year or 2 years ago. And that is Derek Watt, Trey Turner, Kalen Ballage, and Melvin Ingram. So we have become Los Angeles East now. We always talk about Arizona West, Pittsburgh West being in Arizona. Are we Chargers East, Tony DeFio?
It seems like it's turning into that. There's four big names that they've acquired from them over the last, well, not four big names, but four names that they've acquired from them over the last 2 years. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting pipeline it's turning into out that way.
What's going on with that, Shannon White?
I think where Philip Rivers, they finally parted ways, and he'd been such a established leader for that team. Then they started similar to a rebuild, and some of their more high priced guys, they kind of moved, allowed to move on, especially after an injury, like say Ingram, because he looks like he's going to be a perfect fit in Pittsburgh. With his versatility, and then you have, because they're kind of a lame duck franchise at the moment. They're playing in what looks like a glorified Texas high school stadium, and so they're in the process of trying to be relevant again. Of course, they have Herbert and Heyburn and those Allen, and they have a lot of talent on offense, and they're building back, but. I think that we've got some guys that maybe didn't pan out for them, but could very well flourish here in Pittsburgh.
So let's go to the live chat here. Some funny stuff on here. And not so funny stuff too. Steeler Nation 412 says Ingram got to stay healthy and it's a huge win. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And he is saying all the right things. He looks good. Wearing number 8. Mm-hmm. Now I've got a new favorite number 8 because it's Tommy Maddox and he's always going to be a favorite. Mm-hmm. But now I've got a co-favorite number 8. The funny thing that I wanted to mention, Awesome Stuff 83 says, I bet that was Kiesel Diesel that scared you in the woods. Can you imagine Kiesel shaking my tent at 2:30 in the morning?
Especially if he had that beard. Yeah. Yeah.
Derek Watt says Steeler Chick 46. Hope he's used better this year. And a lot of people agree with that. Who was it? Was it Brooke Pryor that made a mention on Derek Watt, how he caught a beautiful pass from Ben Roethlisberger? He did not catch it.
No, she was talking about, she didn't mention that he didn't catch it. She was saying that she was excited that they threw a wheel route to him because we never heard of the fullback. But when that was reported further, he didn't catch it. He dropped it or it was incomplete.
Here's an interesting question here. Brian Brown asked this, has Ingram ever played middle linebacker? I think he has been used mostly as an edge, and the Steelers have been moving him around on the as an edge and moving him all around in different packages so far in the couple of days that he's been here. Guys, do you know about if he has ever played in the middle?
Did you remember last year when they would have Watt and Highsmith kind of float into the middle a little bit right before the snap? And I think that's what they're doing with him at times because he has kind of slid inside to rush in on the inner gap. You know, he hasn't always stayed on the edge for the Chargers. But I don't know if he's been that far off the line. You know, he'd be like, if the middle linebacker was coming up playing closer, pressuring the line, he's done that before.
I want to bring this one up. We're talking about the Chargers, the former Chargers. Garrett Slingerland, and he's absolutely right. Derek Watt wasn't bad. He just never got to play. Tony, do you see the Matt Canada offense finding a way to mix him in?
I think they're going to try, yeah. I mean, I think he's going to try to utilize anything he can, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that position this year because it was basically phased out the last couple of years under Haley and Fichtner. So, is Watt going to be a big part of the offense? Because he kind of was with the Chargers as far as catching the ball out of the backfield, right? Wasn't he pretty decent at that in addition to being a special teams guy? So I think, you know, when you hear reports out of camp that they're using him on wheel routes, even though it wasn't completed, I think that's evidence that they're gonna try to utilize him a little bit more this year than they did last year, provided he stays healthy. That's the key.
All right, we've got a super chat from my man Snowman, and it's to you, Shannon White. I'll let you read that, my friend.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Shannon White, to YouTube side of the BTSC family. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Gosh, Shannon's been here. What is this, show number 6 now, Shannon?
It's 5 or 6. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're just losing track. So it's so great. And part of it, I just cannot wait to get into the season where Shannon is going to be. Shannon and Tony on The Hangover are going to be great together because just analysis of games. I paint more of a picture, and these guys can analyze the games a whole lot better than I do. So I cannot wait to have those two together on this show. We've got a 3-pack. Speaking of 3-packs, guys, do you know what's happening this weekend? Mm-hmm. Speaking of 3-pack, on BTSC, we are debuting a new show.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm going to bring up one of those fellas. Chris Pugh, Chargers could be very underrated this year with the return of Derwin James on defense. I like the Chargers. I really do. Now, what Joe Frost, Paul Janchek, they are going to be the Steelers power half hour. That's going to be on the audio show. That is going to be on Saturdays on a time slot. You know, well, Tony, you used to be Saturdays. at noon. Right. So we are going to have the power half hour in the show. And if you did not get a chance to check out the curtain call with Jeffrey Benedict and Michael Beck last week, where they had guest Chris Carter on the show from DK. Chris was absolutely fantastic on the show. Second half, they had these three fellas, the Steelers power half hour, Chris, Paul, and Joe on the show, talking about their upcoming show. We have new shows that we're going to debut as well, and they are all going to be on the audio side, so definitely check them out. The new shows, we also talked about another show, the new Jeffrey Benedict show that's going to be popping up in a few weeks on the audio side only. So it will be great to check that out. I saw Chris in the live chat. I wanted to bring him up as well. I was going to do that at the end of the show. Figured let's do it now. So check all that stuff. New stuff as we get ready for our new fall season. It's coming up. We're in training camp too, my friends. This is training camp. So Shannon, this is your two a days. So we've done two halves. This is your two a day. So you need to be in shape for the season. And I'm going to be, it's going to be like Casey Hampton. I'm going to make sure that you're in good shape.
It will be like Casey Hampton. Yes.
Yeah. if I have to sit you down because you're not conditioned for the whole week.
Don't put a timer on that mile run.
What's that?
Don't put a timer on that mile run.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I'm walking in the middle.
Tony is a runner, so we don't even have to worry about that.
Well, in theory.
So, in theory, you're a runner?
Yeah, the groups that I always run with, I'm always dead last. I mean, so far behind, I don't even see anybody anymore. So, that shows you how slow I am, yeah.
As long as you're finishing, my man. So, check that out. Chris, this week, they're going to be talking about the five most crucial guys for the Steelers this season. And what they're going to be doing, when we say power half hour, they're going to do their own power rankings each and every week. It's going to be Steeler-oriented, and they're going to be counting down. So that'll be great. And you know me, with Casey Kasem, I always love a good countdown. So this is going to be good. Power Half Hour, check that out. And check out all the BTSC shows as well. Let's get back into this now, guys. Let's bring up some players first that have shined. We're going to go around the room. Well, just with the two of you. And Tony, you made a mention to a guy earlier, and I'm pretty sure that you want to talk about Antoine Brooks. So what are your thoughts so far? Is Antoine Brooks a starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers based on what he's been doing so far, or is this just getting the man some extra work?
Well, I think right now it's just getting him some extra work. They're trying to see what they have in him. If I remember correctly from last year, his draft profile, he seemed to be a player without a real position. That's kind of how they described him from what I remember correctly. So, you know, there's somebody that maybe can find himself a home. Like he's versatile, obviously. If he's a man without a position, that means he can play hopefully several, maybe not well, but if he's if he can find a way to find a niche as a slot corner for them, well, I mean that solves a huge problem. I mean, he might not be Mike Hilton, but if he can play that role. And then you can slide Cam Sutton to the outside and leave him out there. I mean, I think that could be huge, but it's obviously too early to tell yet. I mean, it's as Shannon said, it's football without pads. So, but I'm going to be really interested to see what he does once the pads start popping. And of course, once the preseason starts.
So Karen Broomsey says A. Brooks can hit, but coverage is suspect. Shannon, do you think Brooks is a legitimate candidate and could help push Cameron Sutton to the outside, like Tony just said? Do you feel that this makes that defensive backfield so much stronger? And do you feel that we were discounting Antoine Brooks before this preseason started?
When I had to write the draft article about his selection, he was one of the highest rated tacklers, in college football. He's a short tackler, excellent fundamentals, the technique. He's very aggressive to the ball. His big weakness is coverage. And I think he run like a 4.64. But, guys can overcome that the way the Steelers used Hilton, I think they would like to have Brooks because he will be similar. Hilton, I thought, was weaker in coverage and he was better on everything else. But he got better in coverage as time went on. I like Arthur Millett at slot. And I think he's going to have a real shot at taking that position because he's very physical. He looks like Greg Lloyd, like a smaller version of Greg Lloyd. And he plays very aggressive. He's a good blitzer. And I think he'll end up better in coverage than Brooks. So I think they'll end up using kind of a committee approach, especially with sub packages, you know, in certain situations. Because Brooks would be really good against heavy run teams like the Titans or the Ravens, because Brooks can really come up and pound that run defense. But, I think Brooks has got a real shot to make an impact this year. I just don't see him as the full-time starter.
Now, you brought up Arthur Millett, and Mike Tomlin's already saying Art. He's saying him a lot. Mm-hmm. What have you noticed from Millett, the other Jets defensive back that everybody wanted? Brian Poole, who looks like he's going to the Saints now as of today, possibly everybody wanted Brian Poole, but everybody wanted Malik Hooker in that defensive backfield as well. But when you have guys like Brooks and you have a guy like Arthur Millett, maybe that's why they didn't go look their way, because they knew what they had. Shannon.
Yeah. Millett, actually the way they've played that slot in the past with Hilton, Millett is a better fit than Poole was. He can actually play the slot or safety. So he gives them that position versatility. And I just think that's why he was brought in. The people were talking about Hooker, but his injury tendencies, you can't count on that. You know, it'd be great if it had worked out, but it was a big gamble. So I'm really happy with Millett.
You know what? Tony DeFeo was so excited when the Steelers signed Arthur Millett because he thought his name was Mullet, and he had a great one in the 80s.
Yeah. Those were the days.
I need to see pictures of both Tony and Shannon White in high school. I need high school pictures of you guys. Well, me, I didn't change that much. I just had the mullet and my face was thinner. And that's about it. But I didn't change. I looked exactly like this and just a lot of hair.
Well, back in the 80s, I looked like the guy that people say I am when they trash me online. That's how I looked when I was in my teen years with the hair and the clothes that I wore. So
I don't get that. Why are they trashing you online, Tony? I find you delightful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I don't know. I don't know. I try to keep it down the middle when I talk about sports. So I don't know what it is. It's probably
down the middle.
Yeah. Whoa. So I don't know what it is. It's just some people just like to hate for no reason.
My gosh, Shannon White, you're in West Virginia. You have boots for that stuff. It's deep like, there sometimes.
I need waiters for that. I need waiters.
Yeah.
It's like the Loan Sharks limousine driver in Rocky. He just hated Rocky for no reason.
We just got a Rocky reference too. I love it. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about other guys that are shining here or that we need to see something of. And I'm going to bring up, I think it's Jan, or it could be Jan. It could be Jan or Jan. I'm not sure. If I could get it up, why can't I get it up?
Okay. Forgive me for laughing at that.
it looks like I would say it's Jan. What do you think of Cassius Marsh? Have we heard anything about Cassius Marsh in the first 4 days so far, or has he been anonymous? Let's start with Tony.
I haven't heard anything. Well, who was the guy's name that they had the last couple of years? He was kind of a veteran, like late 20s. He was a backup linebacker.
Adaney. Adaney.
No. He was like
Ticolo.
Not him. He was. I guess they kept signing him. Jayron Elliott. That's kind of who Marsh reminds me of. Like he's kind of like that kind of talent. Yeah, but yeah, like if you want to include, you know, Ticolo in that too, I think that's a apt comparison because it, you know they. I guess they're dependent. They're capable, but they're not really capable of doing a whole heck of a lot other than just like, you know, filling in occasionally, but they're not going to make a lot of big plays. That's kind of what Marsh reminds me of.
All right. Hey, we got to do this because this is what kind of show this is. I got to bring up Portnoy here. Hooker, we're still talking about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I don't, that came out of the blue again.
I thought those were massage people.
Oh.
I cannot confirm nor deny, and I don't know. All I know is if that's the truth, then Mr. Kraft in New England is hoping to sign Deshaun Watson next. oh yeah, gosh, woo! We gotta stop that. Here's a guy to bring up, and so well, let me finish up with Cassius Marsh. I think Cassius Marsh makes this team, and I think he is your guy on special teams. And he reminds me a little bit. Now he's bounced around a lot, but remember, nobody was counting on Robert Spillane much at all. And now Robert Spillane, who had a great interception, a one-handed interception on coverage on Ben Roethlisberger the other day. So, you know, that was just a situation where now he's a guy that you're starting.
Yeah.
And you're not upset that you're starting the guy.
Right. Although he is, I mean, he is a lot younger. So, yeah. I mean, whereas, and he, last year was his first real opportunity to show anything. Whereas Clay's been around for a while, you know, so.
Oh gosh. Now we got the first Sapphire joke of the day of the live chat. I knew that would happen. Sapphire's got higher standards. God bless Sapphire. So man, it's going off the rails.
And that's my fault
here. I am EM Marcus. He is I'm being corrected here, and I think he's right, and I might have made a mistake. Was that interception on Mason Rudolph? Now I'm not quite sure. I'm almost thinking the Spillane's interception.
Yeah, it was on Rudolph, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Brooks picked off Ben the day before.
It was, yes, and Ben congratulated Brooks. Mm-hmm. EM Marcus 39, thank you so much for that correction. I appreciate it. Man, sometimes it gets all up in that noggin and the cranium, and you mix some things up a little bit. So there you go. But yeah, and now we got awesome stuff says five outside linebackers with a question mark. Yeah. I think you keep a special teams guy.
Yeah. And that's like, if you're talking about some of the young guys that you want to see something out of something that somebody that might be intriguing, it's Roche, because he was so productive at Temple and he showed promise last year at Miami. And you're like, why is this guy a 6th round pick? He was pretty decorated in college. So there's somebody that, I mean, if he really dominates the competition in the preseason, I mean, he can make a big name for himself and make this roster. And who knows, maybe push out a guy like Clay. But like you said, they might keep five, and Clay might be the special teams guy.
So the top three, of course, TJ, Melvin, Highsmith. Highsmith, let me put him second in that conversation because those are your two starters. Then Melvin. Melvin's going to see a lot of action. Mm-hmm. And remember how often you see TJ with oxygen towards the end of the game because he and that's not a rip on him. He needs a break. I mean,
right.
They're not designed. They're not designed to. They're designed to get a break. They really are. Roche, we're saying Roche number four. And then number five, I mean, I think they kind of look at that special teams guy as they just add him on because Jordan Dangerfield was there. He was marked as a safety, but he was not considered a safety. Mm-hmm. He didn't play at safety.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he was special teams only. So that's kind of the way you look at it there. Now, guys, we've talked about guys that have shown up. Some guys we weren't expecting to show up.
who would be your two most important guys that really need to show up? And I'm thinking of two guys on offense right now. And they were not on this team last year. Tony, we'll start with Shannon.
Well, the way the line is set up, I would have to say Trey Turner. Is it Trey or it is Trey, right?
Trey.
T-R-A-I. I didn't know if I was saying it right.
Yeah.
Trey Turner. And I'm just hoping that Green ends up winning the starting center position. Because, you know, Freiermuth has been a star of camp so far. And he looks like he could be a complete, well-rounded number one tight end for the Steelers going down the road. But the line is even more important at the moment, and that's why that Turner needs to have a rebound season, and Green needs to really shine as that as a starting center. And I'll feel a whole lot better about the rest of the line if those two guys can come through.
Tony. I don't disagree. That's exactly who I was thinking there, but I'm thinking of another guy, and he's been in the news a lot lately for something that happened in his personal life.
Haskins?
Dwayne Haskins needs to show up to keep his job.
Yeah, well, definitely.
and if he really shows up and he shows that first-round pedigree in the preseason, then that might be something to keep in mind for next year.
The interesting thing about Dwayne Haskins is the Steelers don't need him to show up as much as Dwayne Haskins needs Dwayne Haskins to show up.
Right.
So they're in that position. The Steelers are in the position that if anything's gravy, you know, they can get a fine. I mean, this is no risk, all reward. Mm-hmm. So if he shows up, it's going to be fantastic. And that's going to be great. But for him, he's got everything riding on this. Another guy to go ahead and look at on defense, somebody that I'm thinking of, and Anthony Perkins brought it up. And he's asking questions about a certain safety. Terrell Edmonds, what are your thoughts? Have we heard anything about Terrell? And how crucial is this for number 34. Let's start with Tony.
I haven't heard anything yet, but I think obviously it's a big year for him because they didn't pick up his fifth year option. So he's obviously has a lot to prove. He's going to be motivated, you would think, but I mean, he's gotten steadily better every year since his rookie year. And the thing that I love about him the most is they can't get him out of the lineup. He's been durable and they haven't had to bench him. You remember Artie Burns. He was eventually benched right by his, I was really excited about him after his rookie year. And then he just kind of went downhill, whereas you haven't seen it with Terrell Edmonds. And I think, what's that saying? Water meets its own level or something like that, or cream rises to the top, whatever I'm trying to say. After 3 years, if he wasn't capable of playing in the NFL, if he was a true liability, like a lot of people think he is, I think they would have found a way to get him out of the lineup by now. So I think, you know, he's gotten better every year. And I think, you know, until he shows otherwise, going to have confidence that he's going to continue to improve heading into his fourth year. Cause he's still really, really young. I mean, was he 23, 24, something like that? So
Shannon White, two part question. One, Terrell Edmonds, is he a Steeler in 2022? And two, Shannon White, Terrell Edmonds, if he was a second round draft pick, would the Steelers fans feel different about the man from Virginia Tech?
If he'd have been picked in the second round, even early in the second round, people would be raving about what a great player he is.
Right.
You know, I'm one. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of the young man. Great teammate. Selfish. Does the dirty work. He's kind of Ryan Clark, you know, in that combination with Fitzpatrick being Polamalu. He does the dirty work. His speed is such that he, especially after Bush went out last year, Edmonds made so many tackles and game and prevented some big plays just because he could cover so much ground.
Right.
And he become our easily, and I mean easily, our best cover guy on tight ends.
Yeah.
You know, he was shutting guys down. And, you know, when guys had like a big beginning of the game, first half, it was usually because he wasn't on him. And if they rolled him over on him, he shut him down. I think that I have heard about him so far at camp. Terrell Austin, the DB coach, he's talked about him and said that he's looking great and he's looking comfortable. And he's really extra motivated because he's playing for a contract now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, he has a big season. But if he has a really big season, he might just play himself out of our price range. But it's a gamble. You know, you want to do that. They did it with Bud, and then they, you know, you could always franchise tag him. But I wish, like you said, Brian, that he would have been a second-round pick because he's always – being judged by for what he isn't and who he isn't and not appreciated for what he is.
I cannot say that better. I'm a fan of number 34 myself. Mm-hmm. I really hope he does well. And you mentioned dirty work. Mm-hmm. You cannot have 11 stars on a defense. You cannot have 11 stars on the offense. You need complementary players to superstars too. Mm-hmm. You need those guys because I think a Terrell Edmunds makes some Minkah Fitzpatrick better.
Oh yeah.
I think Minkah makes Edmunds better as well. So that's one of the things to look at. And I think we get lost in the fact that with a first rounder, we need them to be superstars in our minds. When I look back, I'm looking back at the last 20 years, and there's a lot of guys that were very good picked in that position. And there's only about three guys that we would return. And Artie Burns is one of them. The other one right away that I'm going to say is, of course, Jarvis Jones. Mm-hmm. And a guy that had a decent career in this league, but only 3 years with Pittsburgh, would be Evander Ziggy Hood. So those are probably the, and Hood wasn't a horrible first round pick. And the funny thing about Burns is we were excited about him after his rookie year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He
had a decent rookie mm-hmm. year, and then it just fell apart for him. But with that being said, there's one more guy that I want to bring up, and somebody in the live chat brought him up, and I think it was Clarence that brought him up. And if I'm wrong, you can correct me. I thought it was Clarence, but the guy I want to talk about is one Marcus Allen.
Mm.
What have we heard about Marcus Allen so far, Tony?
I honestly have not heard a whole lot from him either. But I was really impressed last year how he made the transition fully from safety to inside linebacker. And there's a guy that, you know, they've been looking for that sort of dime linebacker player, the guy who could play safety and dime linebacker for them. And you know, he seemed like he really came on last year at the end of the year. And I think that bodes well for his future, and that bodes well for their depth at that position inside linebacker.
Shannon White, there's another question that we had. Has anybody heard anything about the darling of the draft, the guy that Jeff Hartman already has a poster on his wall? And I think he's invited him to the Hartman house for Christmas when Percy Harvin III.
I haven't, you know, I know that the initial depth chart has him, you know, as the number two behind Barry. And, but I think he has a shot. It's going to depend on how he looks every day at camp and in the preseason. But, about Marcus Allen, if I can backtrack just a second, I think Allen has a uphill battle, honestly, just from the fact that he's kind of a hybrid, even though now he's saying he's pretty much an inside linebacker now. But you got Killebrew that they brought in, who's a very good special teams player, but he could play a little inside linebacker, especially in sub package, and he could play some safety to back up Edmunds maybe. And, you know, I'm the guy who's always screaming Ulysses Gilbert III, you know, because, I mean, if he could ever stay healthy, he's the perfect backup for Bush. But he just hasn't shown that. And, you know, so I'm still got my fingers crossed. If Gilbert is injured again, I think Marcus Allen has a path. But I think if Gilbert could somehow stay healthy, and that I think Gilbert would end up getting that with Buddy Johnson backing up Spillane. And now they can always keep that fifth guy, but they might want to keep a guy who has position flexibility and is a hybrid like Killebrew. So he could be a threat to Allen.
He absolutely can. And I want to correct myself. Clarence gave credit to Donald Nolan on that one. And Donald, I'm sorry. I knew it was somebody that we knew well in the live chat, and I did make a mistake there. The joke in the live chat right now is Brian Brown put this up, and I'll go ahead and put this up on the screen. Jeff's head is going to explode if Barry wins the punter job. Guys, is Barry going to win this job?
I've learned not to count him out. Yeah.
He's got 9 lives.
Right. It's amazing. Yeah.
it's the Daniel McCullers thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually going to say that Harvin's going to make it, and don't worry about the depth chart. Now, I have a theory that most rookies are not going to be number one on the depth chart. It's very rare that they are. Now we have Najee Harris that is number one on the depth chart, but that's a completely different situation.
Yeah.
That was an open right. spot, and you almost need to put him number one on the depth chart, for right. where he was picked. And you're not going to have intentions to start anybody in front of him. And it would almost be insulting to say, say that you have to win the job when you expect him to win the job. Yes, he has to win the job. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But that's kind of a different situation there. But when we're looking at Kendrick Green, yeah, you're not going to put him. You need to dangle the carrot for a Kendrick Green. You need to dangle the carrot for any of those other guys to make them fight for the job. You just don't hand them number one on the depth chart until you see him in action. Najee, still a different story.
Well, Harris, from what everything we've heard, he doesn't need any motivation. I mean, right. he's got his head in the playbook and he's doing extra work. You know, like you said, you want to dangle the carrot, but Harris, you know, he doesn't need extra motivation, thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys that are picked up high. Quarterbacks are a different story because you usually don't want to put – if you don't have to put them, if you can have a veteran start while they sit and learn, especially the Patrick Mahomes treatment, which worked out really well. Right. If you can go ahead and do something like that, that works out well.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of the of when Le'Veon Bell came in as a second round pick. He came in head and shoulders above anybody they had on the roster, and they kind of handpicked him to be their starter, and they had plans for him right from the get go, and that's kind of how they played it out. They actually held him out a lot in preseason that year with injury, like he had like a bruised knee or something his very first game and didn't even play. So I kind of think it's Najee Harris's job to lose, and I can't see him losing it.
All right, guys, stop the presses. I got to bring this up. Michael O'Malley, if Barry wins, I'll call Tanya Harding. She's from my state, and I know her. Stop the presses.
I can't see that.
I had a huge crush on Tanya Harding back in 1994.
I had a big crush on Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, she was cute, but there's something about the bad girl I like. Michael O'Malley, I got to meet Tanya Harding. That is now. I'm not leaving Mrs. Bad. Don't worry about that. And did I just put Mrs. Bad's legs in danger?
I was gonna say, yeah. I mean, if you try Tanya Harding too much, you might have put. Yeah, yeah.
I gotta meet Tanya Harding. That'd be awesome. Or just have her on the show. There we go. Make that happen, Michael O'Malley. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
I can't pull that up.
Well, this whole podcast is going to be what's it called?
Demonetized.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, like it's going to be used as evidence.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Forensic evidence.
Let's just hope that's the soft drink, and that's all.
There you go. Yeah. I like Pepsi myself.
All right. Let's. Maybe I don't want to meet her. with that being said, Hey, it was a fun episode. Next time we talk, we're going to be 3 days away from a football game. It's going to be exciting. Thanks so much for welcoming me back this week. Steelers Pittsburgh thinks Nancy Kerrigan is hot. There you go. So, and Michael's claiming statute of limitations.
Fair enough.
All right. So with that, I better get on out of here. And you guys, we all need to go into the witness protection program now. So with that being said, for Jeffrey Benedict and Michael Beck, I'm Dave Schofield. And we have three things that we would like you to do. One, stay safe. Be safe. Two, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Be good to yourself, right? Is that it?
Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. There you go. Yeah. Michael, stop. Quit elaborating. Now people are asking to PM private message, Michael. All right. You know what? Forget the rest.
He's off the rails.
Somebody quote Roddy Piper. Let's get out of here. Just when you think you got all the answers, Shannon.
We keep changing the questions.
All right. Good Woo! Night. Woo! Oh, we got extra. We got some Ric Flair in there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.